If I could, it's nothing critical, but Lonnie, I've been having, just wondering how are the pledge receivables booked? You know, in my organization, it's credit, revenue, and debit receivable. But I'm under the understanding that the revenue is cash based, and I'm all in favor of that. So when pledges are made, what is the entry? Are there two balance sheet entries that get made, or how does that work?
Well, it's on my list to deal with it, but I did look into it from our, I think we brought it up, you know, a month or so ago, Marnie. I did look into how it was being done at each station. The short answer is that, and I knew before, but I was looking at it from an accounting point of view as opposed to from a MEMSIS point of view. And the way they do it in MEMSIS is they book all pledges.
Okay.
And, well, you know, that's FASB. That's sort of appropriate. But right. You're talking about people that are doing the MEMSIS system that are not accountants.
Right.
You know, they're mostly IT people.
Right.
So they don't, they take the pledge, and then they will take that pledge and apply the fulfillment rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it turns out to be, 80-85%.
Yeah.
From that, they estimate what the receivable will be.
Uh-huh.
But.
So what's the entry in the general ledger?
That what the business managers book the cash. So that,
right.
That's what they do. They're booking the cash. Why? Because.
And do they book it uniformly at all stations? I mean, they do it
mostly, although there's some exceptions. Right. I don't want to get into them.
Right. So I understand the cash, debit cash, credit, revenue,
yes.
Listener support revenue. But so, and I totally understand that. So I'm a little, still don't understand where the receivable gets booked, or does it get booked? And I don't have a problem if
it
doesn't
booked.
Get booked. But
if the receivable isn't booked, it's put into the MEMSIS system.
All right. Okay. So then this receivable line on the balance sheet is really nothing to do with listener support receivable. It's some other kind of receivable.
What we do at the end of the year as part of the audit is we will make the adjustments against the pledges and do the whole thing then.
All right. But so in August, I'm looking at the August balance sheet. It says that the network has receivables of $517,000. KPFA has $119,000 of that.
Yeah, I would say you have to take that with a large grain of salt.
Okay. Works for me. Thank you.
Yeah, it could be because of the. You know, I was booking pledges, so that's where Pacifica is weak.
Hello?
Welcome, LaVarne.
Yeah, I introduced myself about 20 minutes ago, but I think someone was talking.
Put me on the stack.
You're still breaking up, LaVarne. Your connection's not good.
Right, I'm on the cell phone. I have to get on my other phone in a second, but I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay.
This is Teresa, I want on the stack.
Okay, why don't we have LaVarne first, since she hasn't had a chance to speak yet, and then Teresa.
That's two for me.
And then, I'm sorry, in the last, you want to finish up, Lonnie?
Yeah, if I could.
Okay,
great.
And about we then before you go, we just need to schedule the next meeting.
This is Jane. Could I just get in my quick comment question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I had hoped that Lonnie could weigh in on at least the general thrust of our report, because I consider Lonnie to be an important member of our committee, and I don't know if that was a possibility of him
okay, well, Lonnie,
through that item or not.
Lonnie can think about that, and before
okay.
he goes, we'll ask him if he'd like to and give him the opportunity. Go ahead, LaVarne.
I'm just trying to clarify what Lonnie had said about the receivables. In the past, I believe you had said that at the end of the year, that Wisdom, who does the audit, is the one who actually looks at the potential receivables, and he makes a determination at that time as to what receivables are booked.
Yeah, he actually gets those MEMSIS reports.
Okay, so he makes that decision. And the statement you had said just then when Marnie asked you a question about the $500,000 on receivables, you said you have to kind of take that with a grain of salt. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just ask one other question. Okay, so I know that Wisdom, the auditor, is working with, you know, the past, what has happened. But in this, isn't there a projection over the year on the receivables so that is taken into the forecast and then carried down to to your cash and I heard you make the comment about the cash statement at the bottom, and we've talked about this before, that you know we need basically, if this is going to work with the accounting software, that I guess that it needs to be done properly, because otherwise we always back to not really knowing what the real numbers are. But just back to so the question is that in the budget for 06, then isn't there a there's no projection on receivables that we know will come in based on the fulfillment rate that Wisdom decides to actually apply to what he believes the receivables will be. Am I clear?
If I'm clear, let me see. You're asking if we will have a projection on receivables for the balance sheet?
Not necessarily for the balance sheet, but
the income statement.
You're doing a projection on revenue, so if you wanted to take it down to, because it's not really the balance sheet, it's that little line that you have at the end of your income statement, the cash and capital.
Now I understand what you're saying. Well, the question is, Will, what about revenue pouring through from prior year pledges and receivables, right? How is that taken into consideration in revenue projection?
Yeah, and then how do you take it down to the cash and your cash and capital?
Well, you know, once I get a number from the auditor about what the outstanding receivables are coming from the pledge route, once I get a sense of that number, and remember, it's always happening. We're still getting dollars from prior year fiscals, you know, because that's the way people do. It's sometimes 8, 9, 10 months for many of the pledges to be redeemed, so it happens. Do I do a special projection to add to revenue when I begin the year? At this point, no, I don't. I start from scratch. Now, what happens with each business manager, as those prior year redeemed pledges come through, they appear in cash, and so they get updated in the course of the fiscal.
Does that answer your question, LeVon?
Well, there are a couple of pieces that are missing, and that's just the fact that when we get our for the year from development, I believe that number is in their revenue projection. This is not just in terms of fulfillment, but you know, you have your monthly payment towards your pledges, you know. So that's in there. So that's pretty well a given. I mean, you really don't have to discount that.
That's right, because if people are paying by credit card, then that's part of the revenue stream.
Right, exactly. And then the other fulfillment, you would have to make some kind of projection on whether it's going to
be. Yeah, you're guessing, but, you know, this, I'm amazed at how stable these fulfillment rates are for many stations over the years. Pretty stable, although there's some exceptions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then fine. I think I'm going to, you know, just trying to reemphasize what I thought had been going on and trying to get a better idea of exactly how you're looking at it in terms of receivables. Thank you.
Hey, Teresa?
Hi. I have two questions. Number one has to do with, first of all, you said, Lonnie, that the archives was down $38,000 in sales to the stations and CDs this past year. Is that correct?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So to what do you attribute that? I mean, are we charging the stations too little for CD premiums, or are they not using the archives premiums, or what is that? What's going on?
Wow, it's a complicated story. You know, Brian will speak to it at the board because
uh-huh.
He's very much concerned. You know, that's a major source of revenue for the archives, and to have it be down $38,000 is serious business.
Right, but I mean, I understand it probably costs more to create the premiums because salary. You know, people. I mean, we had this discussion earlier this week, Monday night, on the Archives Task Force meeting, but I was not aware that the income from Archives had come under $38,000 under projection. What's the total that they make from the premiums to the station?
Well, the budget is off by $38,000. Let me just pull it up here.
When you say the premiums to the stations, do you mean sales to affiliates or sales to Pacifica stations?
Everybody, all sales. Stations, affiliates, you know,
and
everybody.
Did he say, you know, why that is?
Well, he will speak to it, but let me give you just two or three of the headlines. I don't want to speak for him.
Well,
but part of it is competition. Stations getting premiums from not using the archives to buy premiums, using other folks to buy premiums. And, you know, look at that relationship between not using the archives for premiums and seeing how much we overspend the premium line. Now, we might be better off rethinking not using the archives for premiums because they obviously can produce them cheaper. Although stations might get a hot premium and want to go to another vendor. That's reason one. Reason two is there is increased competition, both internally and externally. And so I think that Brian will speak to what he thinks are the major factors. And also, the archives, their ability to make contact with the affiliates is something they're looking to market themselves better than they have in the past. What we're doing to make up for those sales, as I mentioned earlier, was we did an archives mailer, 160,000, not just their mailing list, but an acquisition list, trying to interest people, progressive organizations around the country in our archives. And that's going fairly well. So what we decided, rather than ruminate on losing that revenue, we would find another way, another source of revenue for the archives. And, you know, so far so good. As I said, we put out 160,000 pieces on an acquisition. The funds are coming in. You know, we got about 35,000, which is pretty good for the archives. And just, as I said, these things may take 3, 4, 5 months to fully come in. So we think we're balancing the budget that way.
Okay, but maybe we should have been aware of this sooner.
Oh, we were.
Now,
we were.
National was aware.
Oh yeah.
That for some reason, and also all the GMs are aware that for some reason they haven't been taking premiums from the archives, and that's going to have an impact on everybody's budget.
It certainly does. And as I said, I'll let Brian speak too.
Because I thought it was a good, I thought the premiums from the archives were a good deal. So I guess we need to rethink that.
Yeah. Well, as I say, premiums I think are the third, aside from salaries, third largest expense the stations have. And they're, you know, also a source of revenue, not expense. But I think for us to get a premium out the door into a listener's hands, they last year cost us $1 million. And we're always overspent on these premiums. We need to look at the whole premium scenario and what we want to achieve with our archives as they relate to the premium.
Okay. The second question is about tech. What has National decided now about tech? Because we need tech to make sure that our stations, as well as the affiliates, get our show. So have we gone to, I mean, who's providing tech now? Do we have a full-time tech person, or?
We're doing what we have.
This isn't really a question about the financial.
Yeah, I'd like not to answer that. It gets into personnel.
Right, but I'm talking about budget-wise. Have we budgeted for a tech person?
Well, it's in the budget.
It's a half-time position.
Half-time position, so it is there, but allow me not to speak to it.
All right, okay, thank you.
Anything else before we... Okay, Lonnie, before you make your statement, can we go ahead and schedule the next meeting? And
I'm going to have to... I've got 20 minutes before my staff.
Okay, I'm talking about spending like 3 minutes to set the next meeting. The main question is, do we need to set a meeting prior to the national board meeting, or should we set for after?
That would be next week, would it not?
Yeah, the board meeting's in 2 weeks.
Oh, we have to do something next week.
So the question is, do we need to do that or not?
I have a suggestion.
Go ahead.
I think that some of the issues that we've been discussing offline and on email, we should have an offline discussion and have a frank discussion so that we at least have made that attempt.
I second that.
You know what I mean?
You'd like to have an executive session where we deal with some confidential matters related to just personal...
Yeah, and if we can get some issues discussed, that would be great, too. I'm saying that I'm willing to do that.
The question is, we have to have a reason for holding an executive session.
I think we want to work out conflicts and different points of view on this committee. I think we ought to have a go at it and see what we come up with.
Is it the opinion of the committee that that fits within confidential legal personnel and other issues?
It does it's to me.
Patty.
This is Teresa.
This is Patty.
Patty, go ahead.
No, it doesn't. If we're not dealing, if we're just discussing, like, you know, what we all think about the finances, that is not an executive session. I really would oppose such a thing. I think we should have it, you know, a real discussion about these things, and there should be time put on the agenda at the national board meeting for the complete board to discuss these issues. And, you know, and if we didn't talk about the one-month proviso for a half hour at every meeting, by now we would have had about a 10 or 20 hours where we would have been talking about something else, maybe these exact issues. So, you know, I mean, we seem to go over the same thing over and over again, so let's just do it in public, even that, because it's wrong to do it in private.
Well, if I may, there may be issues, for example, in the discussion that would come up that relate to job performance of the CFO, and I could understand. That may not be appropriate for executive session. So if we were going to make that a topic for discussion, if that's some of the issue here, differences of opinion on that personnel issue, that would be something that we could have in executive session. If it's about other things not related to that, just about the functioning of the committee or any, you know, gripes that people have with each other, that should be done in the public session. So, Lonnie, what would be your preference?
Well, I think that the charge of this committee and what we're trying to get done, especially as we look out on a new fiscal year, after all, we're going to a board meeting. Logical question is, what is Finance Committee going to be doing for next year? We haven't had that discussion. I'm not interested in dredging up dirty laundry as I am interested in having a plan of action from finance about how we think serious financial issues can be addressed in this next fiscal.
Well, that should be something that we do in public session. Why don't we schedule a meeting for next week? We can schedule a portion of executive session if we want to deal with issues appropriate to that executive session relating to any personnel, any questions about CFO job performance. What day is good for you? Is next Thursday okay at the same time? That gives us 1 week to notice it publicly.
By the way, I don't believe this committee has the charge to discuss the job performance of the CFO or make a judgment.
I understand. I thought that was a question you wanted to raise about relations, because that would be something we could have a discussion on in executive session if the discussion you contemplate might touch on those issues.
Oh, no. I mean, I think I just think that of the two or three choices, I just think that if we come in there as a committee and identify even some broad goals for ourselves over the years, present that to this board, that's a plus for all of us.
Okay, can we do, then I think that should be done in public session. Can we schedule that for next Thursday at this time, and we will make that our focus?
This is a single agenda. Let's talk about what we think.
Next year's plan.
Yes. Yes, that might be really good for this committee to present, you know, to also present to this board what we think.
This is LaVarne Mesby.
Teresa was trying to get there before you. Teresa, then LaVarne.
I would like to say if the meeting is on Thursday, I would like it to be over by 7 Central. But
yeah.
Anyway,
what time?
LaVarne? Well, we'll get to that. LaVarne?
Quickly. You know, I think that this discussion that we're talking about, I think that this should be done, like, at the PNB, maybe, I don't know if we could set some time up, and that perhaps we should bring the treasurers in. Because this discussion over the phone just does not really get to the real issue. It's just difficult to get to the real issue in terms of how we're supposed to function, unless it's kind of like face-to-face and each person's given and take. There's a give and take. So, you know, this is my suggestion, that we would have the treasurers, which I think they should be there regardless, at the PNB meeting and schedule this time with the whole finance staff and any other PNB members who would like to attend to go over this.
If I may, that is a different. We may consider that later in the meeting, but in terms of next meeting, there's a question before us now of whether we would meet this coming week.
I'll take the time off the call. I'm going to run something.
Okay, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Can you make the same time next Thursday for our next meeting?
I'm assuming 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock Pacific.
All right, gotta go, good.
Okay, see you. Thank you for being on the call. So we can talk about, LaVon, what you've just proposed now, if you like. But let's nail this down. I don't think it's mutually exclusive. I think there are problems with, just logistical problems with what you've suggested, but it's not mutually exclusive to have a meeting next week. What do the rest of the committee feel about meeting next week to do what Lonnie has suggested?
Wait a minute. Didn't we just agree to have a meeting Thursday, the 20th, at 5 p.m. Central?
No, the committee's not agreed to it yet. That was what Lonnie said would work for him. I'm asking the committee now if that's what the committee wants to do.
Well, let me weigh in on it then. I say we ought to, and it's just too late to involve the treasurers, but I think in the future we should maybe have our strategic planning or vision or whatever, you know, talk about what, you know, in some conversation. I think that if we're not under these time constraints to get these budgets out, then I think that we could have a reasoned conversation with the treasurers about what do we want to do.
Who else?
LaVon,
go ahead.
To reinforce what I said. Yeah, this is really difficult to go over these discussions because my whole point is that there are a number of issues and objectives that we have laid out since like 2 years ago. And Marty was there. You know, we laid out like, you know, things we wanted to accomplish in the next 6 months. And those things just haven't happened. So it doesn't really, I'm not trying to put this in job performance. I'm just putting these things forward that we've asked for and that, you know, we need to understand how we can move forward on these things. And it's just difficult to get things addressed over the phone because people get defensive about issues that we're talking about that we're working together as a group, not like, you know, saying that someone hasn't had any performance issues. You know, that's not it. We're just trying to see how can we move forward to do some of these things that we've requested to be done over the last 18 months. And it's just too difficult to do on the phone because people are defensive. There's not the eye-to-eye contact. And that we definitely need the treasurers there at the CNB meeting so we can plan something and move forward.
Okay, are you arguing against having a teleconference next week?
No, I'm not arguing against it. I'm saying that that's what we really need to do. But, you know, if we choose to meet, I'll be there.
Okay, well, we'll deal with the second question of at the PMB meeting after we dispense with this thing. So is there any other discussion on meeting next week at this time, at the same time?
Just staying a minor point, if we do that, then I think some of the things that get included in our report to the PMB could get perhaps focused, I think.
The problem with that is that Lynn Magno, I've been corresponding with her, and our report needs to go into the board packet, and I asked her if we transmit it by tomorrow, would that leave her enough time? So we could do follow-ups, addenda, or corrections or changes if we wanted, but I will need to send her what we approved today by tomorrow so she can get that into the board packet and get it sent out in a timely way. And I also want to say that, you know, Lonnie did make the point of it being a single-item agenda, and I think bifurcating it like that might interfere with that goal, but we can put whatever we want on that agenda. We can add to it at the meeting. It'll be a properly noticed regular meeting of the committee. So the question is whether the committee wants to have that meeting. Is there any objection?
They oppose to bifurcation.
Okay. Well,
it's just great to hear that word.
Well, we got a million of them. Okay, so then in that case, I am going to post on the KPFT, hearing no objection, I'm going to post a meeting of the Finance Committee next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Okay, there we go. Great. All right, so now next item is, hold on, let me get back. Next item on the agenda was budget calendar, but before we do that, LaVon, you want to make your proposal for the PMB meeting?
second. I'm sorry. So in terms of having the treasurers at the PNB meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I would just propose that the National Finance Committee at the PNB meeting schedule a meeting to look at objectives that we need to accomplish over the next fiscal year, and that we must invite the treasurers of each station to attend and participate in the meeting.
Do you have that, Casey, down as a motion?
I have a motion, but is the motion that such a meeting will be scheduled at the next PNB meeting?
That's a good. I would like it to be, but you know, I think we can just say generically without saying the next one.
So okay. When we said, do you mean the upcoming one or the January meeting?
Well, I just say it's at the PNB meeting. I mean, so without saying which, because you know, if the upcoming one is impractical, then that it is. But I would like to put it in there so that we can have a meeting.
Okay.
Is the motion? I'm sorry to interrupt. Is the
Go
motion
ahead.
That the national that the PNB or the that the National Finance Committee schedule a meeting for a review of
the
committee goals,
committee goals
and process.
Okay. Yeah, very good.
For review of committee goals and process, and that the PNB request approval of the PNB for treasurers to attend or something like that. This would be an in-person meeting.
Yes.
Can you reread the motion?
Motion that the National Finance Committee schedule an in-person meeting for a review of committee goals and processes and recommend that the PNB approve that treasurers attend, approve the attendance of treasurers.
Yeah,
there should be something.
Now,
there's a couple things. One, we're authorizing that funds be used, and we have the board has a motion which it's passed that says that when you present a motion, the source of funds have to be identified.
Yeah.
So we would need to specify where they would come. Could I suggest that if you could, rather than spend time on this call, we think about this and you work it up into a formal motion for next week?
Yeah, we can do that because I can tell you the source of funds. I would take the funds from the funds that we have in for parliamentarians at this LSB meeting. I would suggest that we use those funds.
Okay. If you don't mind, then so may we table until our next meeting, because this does fall in the category of work plan for the coming year.
Exactly.
So it would be appropriate for that. Is that all right?
So do the minutes reflect that this motion was on the floor and tabled, or are they?
Yeah, this motion was on the floor. It was made. I'm asking a question, really. I'm not moving to table right now. I'm asking whether there would be an objection to doing it that way to save us time on this call, because we do need to deal with the report that has to be submitted ASAP.
No, I have no objection.
Okay. So if there's no other objection, then that motion's tabled till next meeting.
I would just ask that Casey, in terms of funding for this, that you would add the fact that we would get the money from the parliamentarian funds that are assigned to LSB to pay for this.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know there were parliamentarian funds assigned.
Okay. So moving the budget, the next item.
Dave, can you call to the attention? Point of information, I don't think that all LSBs have funds for parliamentarians.
We'll deal with that when we take the motion up next week. The next item is budget calendar, and that was one of the things that Baruti's raised, other people have raised, that we really need to have a calendar in place that of deadlines and possibly penalties for failure to meet deadlines, so that we do this in a much more timely way this coming year. What is Baruti, what's the status of that proposal? Did we form a working group?
Ooh, good question. Did we form a working group? No, I had just asked that it be put on the agenda, and I said on an agenda after, you know, we finished up with the budget process. So I think that was where it was last, where it rests at this point.
Okay, did you have something, Teresa?
I'm going to go now. I'll try and come back, but hopefully the meeting will be over by the time I come back.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So this is Casey?
Yes.
I believe that at one time we had pulled together a working group that was necessarily for the budget calendar, but to look at the budget, revising the budget itself, the formatting, and then the budgeting, actual budgeting process came along, and everybody wanted to wait until after we got through all of that. So it's possible that that working group could take this on.
I think we should have a group that has the specific charge of coming up with a proposal for a budget calendar by ASAP. I'm worried about what was that word? Bifurcating the task. What do other people think?
I'll speak to that.
Go ahead.
Arnie, I think it's the CFO's job to come up with the calendar, and I think he did this year, and I think it needs to be more aggressive for fiscal 06. And I also will take the time to state here that when it was stated by Mark that it was the KPFA LSB that hung up the KPFA budget, wrong. Wrong big time. It was the general manager that hung it up because he was, unfortunately, distracted with something else. That said, though, it was internal within the organization, and I think it's Ambrose is still on the line. It's the general managers that have to make sure that they get the budgets done timely, and I think it's an internal management matter to set the budget time frame.
Let me ask, though, don't you think that it would be useful for the board to approve something that, for example, would call for, I mean, just what I'm thinking, the managers should meet with the LSBs to discuss the prior year budget by a certain time. Management should submit its proposed budget by a certain time. LSBs review it by a certain time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I do think that we should, it would be helpful to have some discussion, partly because the LSBs are a part of this process, and so the governance structure is a part of this process. So it's fine for management to make proposals, but the governance side should also be involved in the discussion about timing.
Can I speak to it?
Go ahead.
Can we ask Lonnie to provide something to the a revised budget calendar to the NFC for us to take a look at? You know, let him
that might be
a starting point.
That might be great. Do you want to make a motion to that effect? That
yes.
We request the CFO.
I don't have to. I'll tell him.
Okay.
And I was just going to say, Ambrose,
yes.
Does that make sense to you? I mean, isn't it really a management matter to set these time frames up?
Of course it is. We had the calendar set this year. I sat through every one of those sessions with a CFO, the business manager, and the GM.
Yep.
Okay. So, Casey, can the minutes reflect that Ambrose is going to request that Lonnie provide us with the proposal, their proposal for this year's budget calendar?
Yes.
Can we set a time frame on it when we would get that proposal? Or a suggested time?
I'm sure he'll probably make a recommendation at the P&D meeting.
Okay. If there was any chance that he could put forward that recommendation for our meeting next week, that would be helpful, but obviously we can't mandate any such thing.
And what we'll do is we'll talk with the GMs. The GMs are tied up now in these long fundraisers. Like New York has 25 straight days. But I'm going
to... Gives new meaning to the term marathon, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, but, Amber, do you think that would since the PNB meeting is so close, are you talking about this PNB meeting or the next one?
No, I'm talking about we're going to try to do it this one. It's just a matter of communication.
Mm-hmm.
When we get it out, the sooner that the LSB will know they've got to deal with it.
Right.
I mean, the GMs know they've got to deal with it.
But that's sort of, I mean...
managers do also.
But that kind of short... That doing it for this meeting just means that, you know, not that we would change anything, but we wouldn't get a chance to put our kind of suggestions or ideas around it.
You can do it at the TND meeting.
Treasurers
don't go to the TND meeting.
I'm sorry, the treasurers wouldn't have input.
Well, I wouldn't even think about treasurers. I would just think about the committee itself. But, you know, through the committee. But, you know,
half the committee will be present there.
Oh, okay.
So the other PMB members in our wonderful class system that we have here.
One thing I will say is because my organization is on the same fiscal year, we do have a proposed budget timeline. I had thought of sharing it with the NFC. If you don't mind that it uses some acronyms for positions that we don't have. I mean, basically, our targets are that we're through by June 23rd, and then in July it would be like where it's getting reviewed at the LSB level in our organization. It's with our, you know, higher up within the corporation. If anyone would like to see it, I'd be happy to send it, but I think that's what has to happen for something that's on a fiscal year that ends in September.
Yep.
Okay.
You could send that. That'd be
all
a help.
Right. Thank you. I will.
Okay, so the next thing, if there's nothing further, then we'll move on to the NFC committee report to the PMB. And Jane circulated... a proposed report, which was really quite excellent. I sent around a proposed addition that noted some issues in the CFO report with the question of whether expenses are up or down and also with the question of the condition of the reserves available. And then I also sent around earlier this afternoon, I know a proposed attachment describing surpluses and reserves. So I guess the proposal is first the use of Jane's great summary. I know Sandy is not on the call, weighed in that he thought it was excellent. I did too. Let's talk about that piece first. Any comments? Okay, I would want to say I had one issue with it personally. There's a place in there where you note the two stations, which are KPFA and KPFK, did not meet the timeline, the deadline set. And I think there should be an opportunity for those two stations to provide a comment of the reasons. Marnie just alluded to it. In our case, we also had reasons. Not all of the issues were under our control. So I would like to move to add that each station, each treasurer may provide a one paragraph explanation of the reason and attach those to the report.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion. That we add to Jane's text in the section where she describes that two stations failed to meet. The line is, unfortunately, two of the station budgets were submitted well past established deadlines, a factor which created unreasonable obstacles to the work of the CFO and the NFC. And so the motion is that a line be added to indicate that the reasons for this delay for KPFK and KPFA's LSBs are attached as attachments D and E. And we will request that Marnie and you write a one-paragraph statement of the reason for the delay. Is there discussion?
I don't think it should be me. I think it should be the general manager.
Well,
maybe I'm being too feisty.
This is a report from this committee, not from management.
Okay. All right.
So as the person who was, you know, the point person.
Okay. Sure.
So is there other discussion on this? Is there any, okay, if I don't hear any, is there any objection to adding that?
Can I take some alternative?
Yeah, please do.
Just put right after that work of the NFC, work of the CFO and the NFC, put Appendix D provides some explanation of this delay provided by our treasurers.
Provides explanations of the reasons for the delay provided by the treasurers of the respective stations.
All right. Can you say that again?
Appendix D. I think it would be D at this point.
Yeah.
Or would it be C?
That'd be D.
What is C? Well, it's either C or D. Appendix X provides some background information on these delays.
Could we just say explanations provided by the treasurers of the respective stations on the reason for the delay?
Okay.
Okay. Is there any objection to that addition?
No, but I have other questions for people.
Okay, so that'll be it. So hearing no objection, that's adopted as an amendment. What else, Jane?
Was my statement correct? WBAI and KPFK local finance committees were unaware of any templates until very late in the budget generation process. Is that true?
That's correct.
That was the impression I had from our conversations.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the finance, yes, I can say yes for, other than the basic budget, we weren't aware of those two supporting schedules. Well, I knew that there's a salary supporting schedule, but I was told that the treasurer doesn't see the salary detail.
So you didn't know about the...
What's that development? What's it called? A development?
The development worksheet.
Development worksheet. No, we didn't know about the development worksheet.
That's close enough then. I just wanted to make the point that there was a breakdown in communication.
Okay, and I think that was true for us too, right, Casey?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I've been struggling back and forth with this as well in that I really don't want to approach anything negatively and kind of keep stoking these fires. But it's really bothersome to me that when we didn't have budget worksheets or we didn't have access even to, you know, the spreadsheets for the actual budget, that when we tried to move forward so that we could meet the budget calendar, you know, and that's not the only reason, that, you know, there were quite a few accusations made about us taking over the budget, going off on our own, then to find out that other stations did lots of that and were highly praised. And so I don't know how to put that out with looking like, you know, it's a complaint or looking, but there really is kind of a tenor in the report from the CFO about KPFK and our process and our integrity, and I just don't know how to address that. Or, you know, I guess I'd say, well, maybe, or should it be addressed? But, you know, I feel like in some ways that I need to stand up for a lot of volunteers who work very hard. And, you know, there is a sentence in this wonderful report, you know, that talks about how, you know, KPFA and PFW, you know, did their own spreadsheets. Well, we tried to do that as well, and, you know, we're told all kinds of things. So, I don't know if...
Can I ask if some note to the effect that the NFC recognized that those stations made good faith efforts would help go to your issue?
Yeah.
Can I make another comment?
Well, hang on. I tend to interrupt Casey too early, so I want to be sure she was done, and then go ahead.
I think I'm done. I just don't really. I mean, I honestly don't know if I'm just digging up past stuff and holding on to it. I really don't think I am, and I really don't want to send a negative report, and I don't want to get into all of that. But I also feel that, you know, there are things going even in these reports that make it look as though KPFK was not on the ball, or again, our integrity has been impugned several times, and it still appears that way in these reports, and I just don't know how to address that.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay, this sentence, the KPFA and WPFW treasurers independently generated comparison spreadsheets for use for their local, I actually think I should take that out because it doesn't really say anything to the point that needs to be made. I was basically just trying to say that we were all crippled by not having adequate tools. So I think I should really strike that sentence. We should strike that sentence.
I disagree strongly.
Okay.
I think it's very informative and important that it be kept in.
That it's not, that it wasn't available to us, that we had to do it on our own. Is that what it says?
Yeah, and it doesn't just say that. It says that you went ahead and did it, that it was acceptable. It just points to the fact that that's an area where we need to have improvement.
Okay.
And that's next year. That's not going to happen. So, you know, I think if you want to turn it positively and say that in the coming year we expect that, you know, all stations, blah, 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 we can. But no, I think it is important.
Okay.
And I guess, I'm sorry, but I guess that when I read that, I thought, yeah, you know, those were beautiful things. And we tried to do those things as well. And each time we did, I mean, you all heard it. So I don't know.
Well, actually, sentence says similar efforts on the part of treasurers at other stations were met with criticism.
Yeah, and that's accurate.
Can we add that?
That would be wonderful.
Similar efforts by treasurers at other stations were met with criticism.
Okay.
This is Marnie.
Go ahead, Marnie.
I don't want to nitpick, but to me the difference is, from what I kept hearing was, I know for myself, all I did was present format and put numbers from the station, from the general manager and the business manager into formatics. That is not what I understood Lonnie to be saying about KPFK. KPFK, to hear him, was involved in creating the underlying numbers. I think there is a distinction there.
There is a distinction, Marnie, and what the distinction is that what you heard Lonnie say is absolutely incorrect, and what KPFK did was exactly the same as you, used the numbers that the general manager gave us. That's my issue.
I also think when we do this report, we have to be careful that we're clear that, you know, some of these issues are clearly, you know, different people have different opinions, and we just should note the existence of those different opinions, but be sure to respect the fact that these differing views do exist on these points.
Can I make one thing on BAI?
Let me see if we're done with this part. So, Jane, you had recommended the addition of that language. Can you read it again?
I said,
do you have it down, Casey?
I have similar efforts at other stations were met with criticism.
I think it was similar efforts by treasurers at other stations.
Sorry.
I think, personally, before we finish, I think we should say the NFC expects in the coming year to regularize this process so that similar errors do not recur.
Well, actually, that's kind of addressed under the little thing with the arrow, if you're looking at
it. Oh, okay. Skip it then.
I mean, I think the wording of that needs to be clear, and I think we need to actually vote on it. But I was, what you just, similar efforts by other treasurers were met with criticism and or confusion, or just try to soften it just a little bit, criticism, or...
Why don't we say were at times met?
With criticism.
With criticism.
Okay. Marnie, do you have a problem with that?
Marnie?
No problem.
All right, and you have that down, Casey?
I do.
Great. Okay, Baruti?
Yeah, I wanted to, I don't know if I'm looking at the last draft of it, but the motion that was put forth about a BAI CPB increase funding, and how it should be used for the development consultant, it still has the old number, the 20,770, and it should be 27,770.
Are you
going to
make a change, Dave?
I'm hoping Casey's got this down.
Well, I mean, I'll make a change in mine.
Will you make it and then send it to me?
And then I'll resend it.
Yeah. And did you get those other changes as well? So if you got it all, or...
There was just one so far, wasn't there, Casey?
No,
I have two.
There's two.
Not counting Baruti's right now. I have, we're adding the following sentences. Explanations provided by respective treasurers for the reasons for the delay are attached as Appendix D, and similar efforts by treasurers at other stations were at times met with criticism.
Okay, so now on this thing you've got, Baruti, who's going to incorporate what Baruti's saying?
Right, it's just
no, I've got that, although I have to admit, when I read through our motions, I have no idea what it means, but
yes.
That's okay. I mean, we vote, that is what we adopted, so, I mean, whoever is going over this for the NF, for the PMB, hopefully can explain it.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either, and I think that's going to be me, but I think if we have it accurately in writing, we can
I can explain it. All, you know, we don't want to take the committee time, I could explain it.
Yeah, if you could just send an email,
okay.
To clarify. Anything else on Jane's, the thing that Jane did as the body of our report?
Okay, I guess I was asking that should we actually vote that first one is an accurate statement, or we just accept that the NFC as a body shares the CFO's concern about potential threat to network posed by budgets do not adequately provide for unexpected contingencies, although we find the mechanisms for accounting for these issues is inadequate. So is that true? Should we vote on that?
Well, I was asking for amendments on the whole thing, so
okay.
If that's not amended, then I'm assuming that people are okay with it. I read it, and I think, you know, there might be shades of meaning, but I can live with that statement. Other
this
people?
This is Lavarne. May I speak to that?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was trying to download stuff. That's what's on my cell phone. The whole thing doesn't really fit well with me, or does, because... basically, if we had a timeline that was established well in advance, all of these issues could have been resolved by the due date. And I think that I see it as just the process not been placed on the agenda early enough to get the process started, and that general managers, in terms of giving them the direction to make sure they understand the importance of this and to make it happen. And that I don't think we need to, and it sounds like we're trying to absorb the CFO of, or the fact that there's some blame to be placed here. I think that, you know, if there's blame to be placed, it has to be placed all around, and that, you know, we don't need to do anything that's going to serve to make it seem like, you know, we're absorbing him of his responsibility. So it just seems kind of, I don't see a purpose for it. I mean, I that's just my position. Thanks.
Other comments?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Lavarne to write the statement for Berkeley.
What statement are you referring to?
Appendix D provides an explanation for the reason for these delays provided by the treasurers of the respective stations, so treasurer and or director.
Oh, I don't have an excuse. That's the point. That's the whole point. When I made that my little soliloquy before. There's no excuse. I mean, I think it doesn't serve any purpose to point the fingers at anyone at this point. So, I don't plan to point the fingers at either the general manager or the CFO. That, you know, if we want to talk about getting something done, I suggest we do what I suggested earlier, is to get all the treasurers and all of us together so we can correct these things and put forth a plan and a timeline for next year to do the things and the projects that have to be done. That, you know, this, I think, is, again, I don't see really the purpose for it, so I wouldn't write anything.
Okay.
Other comments?
Yeah, this is Casey.
Go ahead.
I think that, you know, it can be addressed without pointing the finger at anybody. I don't think there's a need to point the finger. That, you know, we can make very clear statements about what happened and why the timeline got extended. And I don't think it has to be in an accusatory manner, but I do think it should be addressed because my understanding is a minority report is going that says that the stations intentionally delayed their budget process in order for the National Finance Committee to not adequately have time to discuss. And so I do think it needs to be addressed, but I don't think it has to be done in an accusatory manner.
This is Lavarne. Okay, I see your point there. That absolutely, but in turn, what I'd read or what I heard discussed did not seem to really serve that purpose. It seemed to be trying to absolve and point the finger.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think it definitely needs to be addressed in a minority report.
No, Casey was saying that Mark Roberts has sent a minority report claiming that those delays were part of a strategic effort to deny the ability of the CFO or the Finance Committee to do its job of oversight.
See, again, this is LaVarne. Sorry for piping up. If I need to delay, you can let me know. But the whole purpose here are Mark's comments are always pejorative in nature and again accusing other directors of some deed that basically what he's doing is projecting. And that behavior, we've asked for certain behaviors to be put forth on a P&B for discussion, but I didn't see those on the agenda either. But, okay, fine. I think there should be another report to counter that, but not in the sense that. Well, okay, I'll think about it.
But the reason that we suggested that appendix was, I suggested appending that statement, was just to say that the National Finance Committee recognizes that there were some reasons for these, and to provide an opportunity for those to be registered. And I think that just registering it is all that's needed. We don't need to stir up anything further or get into an argument of whether the accusations are right or wrong. There are some differences of viewpoint. They're both registered. People believe or take it as they will. As long as they have those things before them, they can make their own judgments. Okay, is there further discussion on Jane's portion of the report?
Just how much I appreciate all the work. It's beautiful, and it must have taken forever. And thank you so much for doing it.
Okay, now before we vote on the whole thing, I'd like to address the things that I sent along. I sent two things. One is a statement of corrections to the CFO's report. That dealt with two issues. One, the statement about expenses being down. We were instead of up by $460,000. We received an email today from the CFO saying that was a typo and a mistake. So I don't know whether we need to belabor it or whether he's going to make that change or not. The other item, though, is much more important to me, and that's the analysis in the CFO report that says the KPFA cash analysis and the KPFK cash analysis. And in that analysis, the CFO took the starting cash at the beginning of this fiscal and subtracted the amount that stations fell short of their projected surplus from it, i.e. saying, in the case of KPFK, KPFK came $65,000 short of its $260,000 projected surplus. Therefore, they eroded their existing savings by $65,000. Instead of KPFK came $65,000 short of adding $260,000, therefore they only added $195,000, therefore they added to their existing reserves by that amount. That's a crucial misstatement. The next part of it that's crucial is CFO suggested that the amount of surplus prior year funds included in the FY06 budget would also get spent and remove that from prior year, from existing reserves, without adding the 1 month surplus that was to be generated during FY06. So in KPFK's case, that came out, the CFO reported that our savings were eroded between, our reserves were eroded between October 1st, 2004 and October 1st, 2006 will be eroded by $350,000, or will have dropped from $397,000 to $40,000, when in fact we will have added surplus in this year and another $4,000 in surplus next year. We will carry money through from surplus prior year funds to meet the bottom line requirement, but basically, and now he's projecting $150,000, not $195,000 this year, but basically we add to our starting cash of $397,000, $150,000 this year, and $4,000 extra in next year, and we get to $550,000 at the end of that period, where he's claiming $40,000. So that's a swing of double the difference, or 800,000, let's see, no, well, it's a swing of, let's just say it's a swing of $500,000. A similar case exists for KPFA. Now, in what I wrote, I had not recognized that KPFA used surplus prior year funds. That was based on some accounting, so I would need to change a couple of the numbers and could do that. But I'm wondering, have people had a chance to read that, and is the committee willing to include that analysis in our CFO report, I mean our NFC report?